Yeah, he got to wear a tie and stuff now, yeah, doesn't he? Be out there in public all dressed up.
Just hope he'll have some Superman socks on.
What?
Like RG3.
Oh, no, probably not. They do that at other schools. We don't have to do that here. They probably eat some pretty good food, though. It's probably not pressed chicken, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's your standard buffet fare.
You know, you might get slimed if you're there. It's not that far from Nickelodeon World or whatever that thing is called.
Nickelodeon World.
I don't know. I took my kid there a million years ago.
I didn't know there was a Nickelodeon World.
What is it there? What's it called? Come on,
Universal
help.
Studios.
Wait, I'm sorry. Tell me.
It's Universal Studios.
That's it, yeah. Universal Studios.
Oh, Universal Studios.
Yeah. It does. It has like a Nickelodeon section.
I have a good story about Universal Studios, okay, but it's probably too long for the radio.
All right. Well, there you go. She'll put it on her blog. Hey, Allie's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Let's talk Christmas angels, because as you know, this is a process, and the first process, we really need to make sure this gets done, and that's, let's get the trees cleared off, because we still have a few angels out there.
That's
we?
Right. We do, and our deadline is quickly approaching. We're less than a week away. Next Wednesday is the deadline to get all of the gifts back, which means that the paper angels need to be selected off the trees, so there's plenty of time to shop and wrap the presents and bring them back by next Wednesday.
Right.
Those trees are at Blue Baker, of course, our wonderful sponsor for the Christmas Angels program, and we could not do it without them. That's absolutely true. So there's both Blue Baker locations. They're, of course, on University Drive and the original on Dominick Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the Christmas trees there, the paper angels hanging from the trees. If you'd like to select an angel, all of the kids that are represented by the paper angels are local kids from Bryan College Station in Brazos Valley. And, you know, with your help, they can have a really Merry Christmas this year. And we know we're going to get them all taken care of, but it does require a little bit of help from our listening audience.
That first step. Got to do that. Yeah.
That's right. So, We're really excited about the progress that we've made so far. We started out with 600 angels on the trees, and we're down to, I think, just a little over 100 left, but that's still, you know, a mighty number, so
now,
we need to get those angels taken care of.
This is like twice what we've done, right? I mean, we were in like 300 land and that kind of thing in years past, and now we're up to 600. This is an all-time high?
Well, this is definitely an all-time high. Last year and the year before, we were at about 550.
Okay, 550.
We've made a little jump this year, and we're excited that we could do that. And
yep,
we had confidence that, you know, based on last year, that we could definitely make it to 600 this year. And so I feel confident that we're going to get there, but we still have a little ways to go.
You know, we're doing a news story on it, and we want to thank James Stasny. But James has a company called Dynacon, and it's a very successful company. They just don't do business here because in Bryan College Station very much, because it's an oil rig type thing. And,
mm-hmm,
and but we thank him for his help. And there are lots of other businesses that we're going to start highlighting tomorrow, because we really do appreciate what they
he's
do.
Right. He's the man.
Yeah, he's done very well. We really appreciate that.
Mention a couple that have, of course, Blue Baker, our sponsor.
Sure.
Also, Producers Co-op called me yesterday and wanted to make a donation as well, and so we're really excited about that. And the 12th Man Foundation also stepped up, as they've done in years past,
right,
and they're taking on 10 angels and shopping and wrapping.
Wow.
They always do a great job.
Sure.
So I'd like to thank the 12th Man Foundation as well. Still compiling a list, and I'd like to come back tomorrow and tell you a few more of those businesses that have really stepped up and helped out.
Yep.
So at this point, we're really to the selecting the last few angels. And also, you know, if anybody has some particularly great wrapping skills and just wants to come out and help.
Oh, yes, it's time for that, too.
You know, next week, if that's something that you'd like to do, be listening or give us a call up here at the office if you've got a kiddo that even wants to come and help do that kind of thing.
Sure.
We may have some volunteer opportunities late next week to be able to help with wrapping if that's the kind of thing you'd like to do.
Because I promise you don't want me rapping.
Yeah, no.
Promise.
It's okay.
That's
Kevin,
it. Okay.
You can't freestyle.
Yeah.
Claire and I have already volunteered you, Kevin, to build some bicycles.
I'm all over that. As a matter of fact, I've talked to the powers that be on that. I'm all over building bikes.
There you
awesome.
Go. Okay, the website is mychristmasangels.com. And understand, this year we actually have a compressor so we can fill the tires in the bikes, too.
Yes,
right?
we do.
Me
Very
too.
Excited about that. So we're not having to try and pump up the tires manually. That's takes a lot of manpower.
Adam right, Knight from Candy 95 won't have to worry about one grossly enlarged arm.
No, he won't have Popeye arms. Okay, thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Wyndham Construction, 324-8596.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, 644 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just a couple of little things. Kind of political stuff because we wanted to talk about Christmas angels first this morning. But apparently they're already lining people up for the 2016 presidential race.
Oh, yeah. I saw that yesterday on Fox News.
That's it. Hillary Clinton with 57% of U.S. Americans who they talked to in the ABC Washington Post poll said Hillary should transition from Secretary of State to presidential candidate.
I don't know that she wants to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that her heart's in it anymore.
Be a little bit tired. She's more of a statesman now than she was
very
before.
Very true.
So
very
she's
true.
Done that. Now, how does the sound of Senator Michelle Obama sound to you?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
Public Policy Polling, that's a Democrat firm, gives the First Lady a 51 to 40% lead over a hypothetical matchup with freshman Illinois Senator Paul Kirk. Paul is rehabbing right now from a stroke he suffered last January.
Yeah, so she's going to be the senator in Illinois.
Yeah, this is what's interesting is the president. Okay, the president recently told The View that his wife doesn't have the temperament to run for office. Now, I don't know if there's a more indelicate way of saying that, but I think if he is saying she, quote, doesn't have the temperament for it, then that's kind of interesting.
She seems fiery to me.
Oh, fiery would be a fine word,
I'm trying to be genteel about this.
There's no reason to. I think we all pretty much know where you're going with that.
Yeah, well, since when have we been genteel
that's
on this
right.
show?
Well, we're talking about the First Lady.
Well, I think she's rather honey badger-esque.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, very good. Now, and we also heard John Boehner on the radio, you know, this morning, and Bill Flores is talking about his plan. Eric Erickson, he may hear from time to time. He's on, on Bortz's show.
Yes.
He has a blog called Red State, and he is saying that John Boehner needs to be ousted as Speaker of the House. If you'll remember, we talked about some conservative Republicans lost their seats on committees because the Speaker chose to not put them back on there. And what he is saying is all that has to happen is 16 Republicans, if 16 Republicans would just abstain when they vote for Speaker, then Boehner would not have enough to get elected.
Really?
Yeah. 16 is all it takes. Here's the deal. If all they get is 14 or 15, if they get anything shy of 16, they'll know, obviously, who those 15 Republicans are who abstained, and they basically would be on the shoeshine committee, you know?
Yeah.
They would never get any legislation actually on the floor. So that's always that risk you take if you're going to take on the Speaker of the House. If you know you're going to win, it's okay. Kind of like overthrowing a dictator. If you're going to win, if you know it, then you're okay. If not, then you're going to be in a heap of trouble. So there we are. All right, 648.